WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris will spend this last full day ahead of the election in just one state, Pennsylvania. ABC's Karen Travers with a rundown.
She'll start her day meeting with hundreds of volunteers who are heading out to knock on doors to get out the vote. Next, she makes two stops aimed at Latino voters, specifically Puerto Ricans. Her campaign seeing an opening among this voting group after the racist comments by a comedian at a Trump rally last week. Harris finishes her night with what are expected to be two massive concert rallies, first in Pittsburgh, then in Philadelphia.
As for Donald Trump, he will also be in Pennsylvania today in both Reading and Pittsburgh. He'll also hold rallies in North Carolina and in Michigan. The final ABC News Ipsos poll of likely voters before the election has it a 3-point race inside the margin of error, Kamala Harris at 49% and Donald Trump at 46%. He wrote film and TV scores, produced Michael Jackson's Thriller and the We Are the World event, and collaborated with hundreds of musicians. Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The head of Wisconsin's elections says they're ready for tomorrow. Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But it's not like she runs every election for the whole state. Voting is decentralized here in Wisconsin, so that means each municipal clerk is in charge of the election in their area. They train poll workers, they ensure everything is working properly, and then they report their results. This is somebody who lives and works in your community. Over the weekend, they were finishing up all their election planning and getting ready for tomorrow. There are 1,900 of these municipal clerks across the state.
The state of Wisconsin is the most decentralized election administration system in the country. Where most other states run elections at the county level, in Wisconsin, it's the municipal clerk in each city, town, and village who registers voters, issues ballots, maintains the voter rolls, and trains poll workers. County clerks also play an important role in assisting with clerk training, printing ballots, and posting unofficial election night results.
Now, many states have an elected secretary of state to oversee elections, but here, the guidance that clerks across the state get comes from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. It's a group of three Republicans and three Democrats who make all those decisions. And if you or someone you know needs a ride to the polls tomorrow, you've got some options. Rideshare apps are offering discounted rides, like Uber and Lyft are offering 50% off. If you open the app, you should see some kind of go vote option. Plus, Union Cab here in Dane County is offering free rides, too. So is the Urban League of Greater Madison. We'll have special election night coverage right here on 92.7 WMDX. It starts tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll also have all the information you need to know online, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Terang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool, a little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with rain and thunderstorms, and the rain could be heavy, a half inch to three quarters of an inch or more likely, our low 59. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain and a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable,
tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will look back at the weekend's news and also preview the election coming up on Tuesday, a special edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains about myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
The American people want to stop the chaos and end the drama with a cool new stepmamala. Kick back in our pajamas and watch a rom-comala. Like Legally Blondela. And start decorating for Christmas. Fa-la-la-la-la. Because what do we always say? Keep Kamala and carry on-ala.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Yep.
Amazing.
People were telling me about it at the Sexy Liberal show on Saturday.
We were a little busy.
Yeah.
But Lawrence O'Donnell said he's never seen the energy like that in that studio when she came out, even when the Rolling Stones played.
Yeah.
I mean, you can feel the energy. You could feel it Saturday night at Sexy Liberal. Chris, I don't know about you. I am ready to have an election cycle where I don't every second of every day feel like I'm either going to have an orgasm or pants. Or constantly my pants.
Oh, God.
Right? Oh. The Iowa poll came out showing Kamala's up by the most accurate customer. Then the NBC poll tied at 49%.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like maybe sometimes at the same time, an orgasm and my pants at the same time.
God.
That's been this election.
Don't pay attention to the polls. Please.
Okay. So, wow, Saturday night. Wow.
Saturday night was amazing.
Holy moly. I know everybody said best show ever again. I don't know how we top it. Best panel ever. First of all, I told Senator Schiff.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is that tomorrow? It's not till tomorrow, Senator Schiff.
He didn't correct you.
I talked about the interview that Steve Garvey gave when he said, when I'm senator. And I'm like, oh, that's funny.
And okay. Senator Schiff. Dropping an F-bomb.
Oh, I was just going to say, I told him it was not fair. He was funnier than all the professional comedians on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dropped a big F-bomb. He was fantastic. As was Mark Hamill and Glenn Kirshner and Politics Girl.
Yeah.
What a panel.
Yeah.
And we got that opening message from Martin Sheen, who was, I don't know if you saw, oh, my God, he was leading. He was walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
He's campaigning in Pennsylvania and getting everyone to sing God Bless America.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Chills. Okay. And Clyde's excited because Election Day's tomorrow.
There's lint up there.
All right, you got to get the pay-per-view. It's $20.
Yes.
SexyLiberal.com.
Yeah.
It was the show of shows, I'm telling you. Everybody was on their A game.
They were. And so much new material, too. It's not the same show at all that was in Chicago.
No, that's why I was backstage going, I don't really have anything. I always pull something out of my ass because, you know.
Yeah.
How do you keep up with these news? He's threatened to shoot someone else since we did the show Saturday night, the press.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay if the press gets shot.
No.
I mean, this is what we – I guess we should be glad that he is clearly knows he's going to lose. He clearly is desperate.
Right.
It is getting darker and more violent and angrier.
Yep.
Wait, tell me, 17.
Okay.
Tell me if this sounds like someone that thinks he's going
to
win.
This is a very important lesson because I'm trying to tell you what's happening with our country. It's going bad. Mm-hmm. And it can never get fixed because we're never going to get the right people in because of what they do with the elections. We're going to get a bunch of crooks and horrible people.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes. Well, that's quite a powerful closing message, isn't it?
Well,
our country sucks. Our country completely sucks, and it will never get fixed because they, and he's already basically saying the election already has been stolen.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's been pre-stolen.
Yes. Steve Bannon went off. He said that there's going to be I gave you that story this morning. No, he said that there's going to be violence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're basically threatening the entire country. Right. Hold on. Where is it? Oh, yes, CNN. CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan warned fringe groups who support Trump's MAGA movement already have a step-by-step plan to disrupt the certification process on January 6th.
Yep.
So, again, that sounds like a group that knows they're going to win, huh? Okay.
As you do.
This sells also everything you need to know about where our country is, where Donald Trump has brought us. Feds erect anti-riot fencing around D.C. landmarks yesterday, right? Around the White House, the Capitol, Vice President Harris's residence. Bracing for whatever, but head down, vote. I mean, the Iowa shock
clear eyes,
just because.
Pure heart.
What?
Is that what that is? What's that? What? Clear eyes, pure heart.
Yeah, something. Whatever.
Whatever.
Okay.
The Friday Night Lights thing.
Yeah, right. Yes. We'll figure it out. We're very tired.
Someone will call in.
Chris and I are very tired.
Yes.
Jody's on vacation. Her lovely and talented husband, Lonnie, is filling in on cameras. Thank you so much.
He's a very good-looking man.
He's really. It's startling. I can't look right at him.
No.
It's like
no.
An eclipse. He's right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, GOP strategist Mark McKinnon said on CNN Trump's rally in Madison Square Garden inflamed voters in a key state that could cost him the election. He's saying that's what's impacting Iowa, Pennsylvania, elsewhere. Can I just tell Bill Maher one more time to shut the up? He's like, that Biden garbage comment's hurting Democrats more than they realize. Shut up, Bill. God. You know, Biden is not the candidate.
Yeah.
He misspoke.
Yeah.
What is inflaming voters, and it's showing up in polling, is because what happened in Madison Square Garden is just an absolute, what do you call it? It's the absolute representation of what the Trump campaign has always been.
Sure.
It's not like it was one guy and one joke. He has run the most racist, despicable, fear-mongering campaign ever, and people just saw it on display in Madison Square Garden.
And I gave you a story this morning about Mark McKinnon.
Biden's gaffe. Biden's not running. It's like, what?
I gave you a story this morning about Mark McKinnon on CNN this morning saying that garbage comment.
I just said that.
Yeah, okay.
I just did that.
I'm doing like a million things over here. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm not even going to attempt to guess the quote this morning then because you're a mess.
Big mess.
these stories this morning behind the bluster. Yes. Trump's campaign is preparing staff members to wind down the operation privately, acknowledging Trump could lose, and email staff on Friday that was first of all that the email was leaked.
Right.
Tells you right. It uses phrases like "should we be victorious regardless of outcome of the election, God willing." I got a news for you. I don't think God's on your side.
No.
First of all,
God is good. Trump is not.
Yeah, Mark McKinnon, to your point, though, said not just Iowa. He said every Puerto Rican in Pennsylvania has heard about the garbage comment. They all know about it. So trust me, everybody that, knows Biden is not the one running, who made a misspoke and corrected it immediately is not, going to be the factor, Bill Maher. I've had it with. I hate everyone.
Well, he also
all the naysayers.
He also had what's her name on this morning? Formerly of Fox News. Now she has a show on SiriusXM.
Megyn Kelly?
Yes. He also had her on the show.
Oh, perfect.
And he treated her like an equal and not like a ridiculous person.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, cue the orgasm again.
Okay.
Rick Stengel says only 22 days until Trump is sentenced for his 34 felony convictions on November 28th. Anything else going on? Okay, but in a minute there'll be another story that'll cue my gastrointestinal.
Uh-huh.
I made a joke about, myself for this election cycle and putting down tarp like a Val Gallagher concert.
Yep.
And what did I have all day yesterday? Diarrhea.
Did you really?
Oh, God. Yes. Everything down here is a mess. Oh, by the way, I had a new wardrobe malfunction. I did not shoot Beeve Saturday night, but Nip. Yes, you did. Because it was, well, you know what
so
it is?
So many when people
I,
tell me.
I know. Well, when I turned a certain way on the panel or I held up Senator Schiff's hand, I didn't realize that. Yes. Yeah, it was it was my Janet Jackson impression. Hey, everybody.
A lot of
I had my high beams on for America.
Yeah, Sam, our director of the pay-per-view, came up to me after the show and said, I don't know if I should tell you or not, but we had to cut away from Stephanie quite a few times because she was showing a little bit of nipple. And I'm like, you know.
Cut away? Do you want sales or don't you, Sam? Cut away? You should have done a close-up. What? Pardon me? Yeah. Lonnie? Oh. Lonnie's getting involved over there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, Michelangelo from Colorado was there.
Oh, he was there.
Hey, Mike.
So many people were there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Hey. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Mooks across America.
Yep.
Yes.
Mooks across America. That's what we had Saturday night, the representation of Mooks across America. I got to tell you how wonderful it is. I can't say all the names or anything. I mean, I'm going to Betsy, Kim. Outstanding, of course. Commander Karen was there.
Yep.
Met her husband.
Yep.
Really great guy. You know, so many people. Bob Seska and all.
Yep.
My brother Greg from New Jersey. Jack Captain. It was amazing.
Yep.
So all that I wanted to say is thank you, you so sorry.
That's all right.
Both you were so svelte. I just loved Jody. I met her. Amazing to see her in person, and all of the traits that she has. I just told her from her mom, who's one of the greatest women in American history.
That's true. That's true. And it trickled down. It's trickled down.
Yes, it has.
We got a break. I was going to say, and I talked to Carl Frisch after the thing. I'm telling you, you watch the SNL bit. You watch Kamala with children. She is magic. Everybody is saying they're feeling 2008 energy. She has that Obama magic. And it's just, anyway. Oh, Heather Thomas from The Fall Guy,
who's
an amazing political activist, and Rude Pundit, all coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
She's the aggressive progressive. Down girl. It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, "I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?"
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion.
That's right.
Did you know that almost a third of Americans have no religion? At least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. Mm-hmm. 2024, not just another election. I feel like maybe I don't need to say that.
I think we've hammered that home.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one is poison all your rights, your freedoms, your future. They're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms. Just everything. It's only everything. It's all decided by who we elect tomorrow. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it. They do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought, today, or text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go right to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply. 22 minutes after the hour. Oh, okay. By the way, Kurt Bardella said, "Hey, media, you know what you get when you play the both sides do it equivalency? The guy you're trying to appease says he's okay if you're shot." Yeah, that's part of, I mean, this is like a daily thing now. Liz Cheney should be shot in the face, you know. And by the way, this whole, oh my God, you are going to go down in history as the most atrocious appeasers, as bad as him. People that try to explain away his comments, that they were talking about him, Liz Cheney serving in the military. No, they weren't. They were about her being shot, executed by a firing squad.
Yes, a firing squad is nine people.
And I'm sorry.
And he specifically used the number nine.
And, excuse me, Captain Bonespurs is talking about who's too cowardly to serve. Are you kidding me? Where is this one? Hang on. Hold, please.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, 12. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yes.
All she wanted to do is go to war with everybody. Because she, like Kamala, is a stupid person.
My God.
It's easy for her to say she wants to start wars from the comfort of her nice home or her father's lavish home that he got from killing a big portion of the Middle East. You know that, right? You know, he headed up a company that was a big company, a big beneficiary of the wars. These war hawks, they want to draft your kids, to die in wars?
I'm sorry, was he talking about someone else personally profiting?
Yep.
Their businesses personally profiting?
Yep.
Off being a...
Yep.
Okay. And also Captain Bonesworth was talking about... Okay, and then this is where he said he would go. Yeah, sure.
Liz Cheney wouldn't fight.
Yeah.
I'll go with her. I'll go to the Middle East.
Will.
I'll go wherever she wants, and we'll fight. She doesn't have the guts to fight. She's all talk and no action. She lost her seat for Congress. From a great state. I love that.
All right,
state.
I can't. I don't know. Irony is coughing up blood in the dumpster in the back alley.
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep.
I'll go. Yeah, sure you will.
Yeah.
At 80, he's going to go, right? Yeah, just like he said right. He would.
He's the oldest person to have ever run for president.
Just like he says he would be the one to stop these shootings, right? These mass shootings, right? He would, yeah, like he wouldn't just poop his diaper.
Yep.
Like he, well, that's kind of a daily thing. But anyway.
According to Noel Castle.
But now he's on to like, oh, I don't mind if someone shoots the press. I mean, this is, can we hurry? Glenn Kirshner gave us all an orgasm Saturday night. By the way, he sent me pictures. He said we are now married legally in about 12 states.
I'm sure the lovely and talented Mrs. Kirshner loves that.
I told him, I said, it's a good thing your wife is not only gorgeous, but right. Has an excellent sense of humor.
Yes.
Anyway, but he said, yes, let's do not pass go. Let's go directly to jail. There is no way someone like this who was out on bail can keep making violent threats
right.
And remained free. It doesn't happen for anyone else, and it shouldn't for him. Karen in Chicago.
Oh,
how long did I smush into that spectacular rack? A long time.
It was a long, lingering hug.
Yes,
and, very much appreciated. The show was phenomenal, and it is not an exaggeration to say that it was the best yet. All Aww. New material. It was really so wonderful stuff. And I have to say, I was able to see Jody and Lonnie and Angela and her lovely guy, Dan, and Francis. And I just had a nice time talking to them. And I mean it when I say you are so needed right now in this time. You know, I think Kamala
we all
the
need
right
each other
for this time.
You realize the release Saturday night. We have been, this is a decade, as Kamala keeps saying.
Yep.
It's a decade
yeah.
we've been living through
yeah.
this. Yeah.
Exactly. And you and Chris and Jody.
How come I didn't see you?
The entire.
Because I was hogging her breastises.
You got to. That may be, yes. I was waiting for the nip to pop out. No, I was
enveloping
I didn't even
her.
Notice that stuff.
You didn't have to wait long for Stephanie's
yes.
nip to pop out.
It was a spectacular dress, too. That is a
Thank
beautiful
you.
Dress you had on, by
Thank
the way.
You very much.
But
a little bit of tape might have helped.
No, but seriously, though, thank you so much, because you guys are the only reason so many of us have been able to build this community, and which has helped all of us cope and get through this time and over the finish line. I
how
have
about,
every
How about that panel?
And,
wasn't it like superheroes, right? I mean, God.
Incredible.
Captain America, Adam Schiff,
yep.
Luke Skywalker,
yeah.
Glenn Kirshner, the Justice Warrior, a politics girl was amazing.
Yeah. Senator Schiff, as you kept
yes.
calling
He's
him.
He's awesome.
I said, can I call you
and,
Senator Enemy from Within?
Okay.
Oh, my God. And by the way,
yeah, no,
could
and,
we be more current? Trump was out talking about Schiff again yesterday.
Yep.
Schiff.
Yep.
Oh,
Pencil Nick.
God. Well, he talked about the watermelon head, which, by the way, Bob Seska, I sent one. I'm like, how is it possible the tallest person in the universe is the only one not visible in this picture
yeah.
backstage?
Yeah, right.
And he said
tall.
It was Adam Schiff's
oh
watermelon head. I'm like, I know. Donald Trump has only been right about one thing, and that is that watermelon head of his.
That's hilarious. Bob was great. I really loved meeting him. I've never met him in person.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Politics Girl is such a sweetheart. What a nice, just down-to-earth
yes.
and gracious person.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right,
and
honey.
Anyway, we had a great group before the show. Thank you again. It is always a blast to come to L.A. and see everybody.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Me too, you. Mwah. Love you and your breastises. What did I say? Chris, all right, I'm giving you a little time to recover.
Oh, boy.
Who
Here
said
we go.
Women are not without electoral or political power?
Yaki Doodle.
No, that would be Justice Samuel Alito when he was busy overturning Roe v. Wade. Yeah, you are in the find out portion of the around and find out part of that statement. Oh, that's what I don't know, Chris. I don't know what to believe anymore, but I'm telling you, a lot of people are talking about... that they are, that Trump has tied his wagon to low propensity.
Yes.
Young male voters,
yep.
And that women are turning out in huge numbers, and that they're underestimating that. 29 minutes after the hour, Rude Pundit next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Within the boundaries of the Madison Metropolitan School District, voters are considering two big referendums, so let's break them down. The first is a $100 million operations referendum. That means it would help keep the lights on. It would pay teachers, maintain facilities, but it would not add any new programs, facilities, or staff. And the second referendum is a big one. It's for $507 million to pay for capital projects. That means it would help improve infrastructure, so building new schools and renovating old ones. Based on the average Madison property value, which is about $450,000, that would cost the taxpayer $40 more next year, $630 in year two, $840 in year three, and $1,050 in year four. If both referendums pass, in year four, it would cost about $1,300. Now, Madison is not unique in asking for money at this point. About half of Wisconsin school districts are asking for more funding from taxpayers this year. In the spring, only 60% of school district referendums passed. But more and more, administrators are asking for money for operations, just to be able to pay all their bills. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
On Tuesday, Wisconsin voters in 121 school districts will be asked yes or no on referendum questions. Districts are seeking a total of over $4.2 billion from local taxpayers for operations and facility projects. State Superintendent Jill Underley says the number of referendums is proof that public education is underfunded in Wisconsin. In all four elections this year, school districts have asked for a total of nearly $6 billion.
Administrators say a large part of the problem is the state funding formula. Revenue limits are based on lowering property taxes, not on giving schools the money they need. And funding from lawmakers has not kept up with inflation. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with rain and thunderstorms, and the rain could be heavy, a half inch to three quarters of an inch or more likely. Our low 59. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain and a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a one-point Harris lead, 48 to 47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center at Marquette University will be here to break down the latest polls, and we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
I think that it is a tactic. It is meant to distract from the fact that we have and support free and fair elections in our country. We did in 2020. He lost. And the systems that are in place for this election in 2024 have integrity. They are good systems, and the vote of the people will determine the outcome of this election, and everyone must know that their vote is their power to determine the outcome of the election, and their vote will count. It does matter.
Yeah.
Thank you, Madam President. Mark Elias said today in court, this is a few hours ago, RNC lost before SCOTUS. RNC lost in Fulton County, Georgia. DNC won in Cobb County, Georgia. Pennsylvania Democrats won in Erie County, Pennsylvania. Democracy Docket tracks these cases to keep you informed.
Yep.
So God bless Mark Elias, as I call it, the United States of Mark Elias.
Yeah. Also, yeah.
God bless the United States.
Exactly. All right. So just vote. Look who's here.
Hey, Ruth. Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Let's out and let Freddie
be members.
Hey, Ruth.
To let her joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Hi. Hi, Rude.
You know what would be awesome?
Yeah.
What? Is after what Trump said yesterday about elections needing to be just one day, if it was over by 11 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
As
yeah.
soon as the polls close in California, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
First of all, let me point out, I was already in my pants, and then your piece that you wrote made me my pants all over again. This is
good.
Seriously, it's the really most terrifying purpose. Piece you've ever written. Donald Trump will want to kill us if he's elected, and he can do it. That is, you went very dark.
I know.
But it's true. If you want to have the bejesus scared out of you, read Ruth Pundit's piece.
Yeah.
But there is no, I mean, someone else, it's not, as you said, there is no hyperbole too hyperbolic for this moment. Dr. Jack Brown tweeted, we all need to be in this fight. We're balancing on a knife's edge in a very real sense. It's August 1939, and we're in Germany. Our actions and inactions will decide the fate of millions. We must not sit on the sidelines and say in polite voices, I don't get involved in politics. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, and you know, all those people that are saying, well, he's not Hitler. And it's like, Hitler didn't start with the Holocaust. You know, there was a whole lot of stuff before that that got him to that point.
He had a practice run, went to jail, got out, right?
And was elected.
Yes.
And was elected.
Yeah.
And you know, it just is, the possibilities are endless for what he can do, how he can F us again and again and again because of the Supreme Court decision and because we have a GOP that will roll over for him every single time.
That's what's terrifying. And Rude, there's a piece out today about how it's easier this time for Russia to interfere, which they are actively doing, because we have so many willing traitors here. On the right, it's because they're taking ridiculous lies that Russia tried, and then they're reamplifying them to their millions of followers. The Haitians eating pets, and what's the fake Russia video of Dominicans?
Oh, the Haitians.
The Haitians saying they're voting, 11 billion times, or blah blah blah. All this stuff that's just complete nonsense.
Yeah, yeah, that the FBI had to put out something about it. And I'm sure they don't trust the FBI on this.
No.
I think one of the things that's happened is that the MAGA hordes have evolved from they're not interfering to we don't care if they're interfering if it means that Trump wins.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they don't care how Trump wins as long as Trump wins because he has so terrified them. And so I just wanted to terrify us a little.
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate it. My stomach needed that. You said, you tweeted, the plan is to make people suffer so they'll willingly allow moron Trump and freak Elon to rule their lives while weirdo Vance sit in the corner. It's hard to remember this election cycle that people were actually walking around with what they said were little cups of J.D. Vance, his man batter. That actually happened. That's a thing that happened.
I mean, think about this. Think about what these idiots did. They walked around with things like that. They wore diapers when people were pointing out that Trump was probably wearing a diaper. They put Kotex pads on their ears. And now they're walking around in garbage bags. What the F is wrong with you? have you no self-respect at all?
And by the way, like that ridiculous McDonald's stunt, can I just say, have you seen the picture has come out of Kamala Harris in the uniform back when she was in? It's like, you don't see that anywhere in the mainstream media. That, you know,
I think that there's a question of whether or not that's real.
I'm not sure that's real.
Okay.
There is some question.
All right.
That.
You remind us, you know what, who never has to say I'm not a Nazi? People who don't do Nazi. There's that.
Yeah.
He's already preemptively blaming the Jews for losing.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're used to it. at this point. And everything he says at the rally, all the dark stuff. I mean, the way that he is preemptively, you know, saying that the election has already been stolen before Election Day. And it's teeing it all up. I mean, you know, he's already declared himself the winner. Yeah. He has declared himself the winner.
He's already done it, yeah. And watch him. The SNL bit was funny because he's exhausted. And you use the clips we played. Uh-huh. So low energy.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he's just slurring, stumbling. Like, I think he knows he's going to lose. And it's just, but this is how it's going to get. How we knew, right? Darker, more violent. Now he's, you know, saying it's fine if the press gets shot. I mean, I don't know how much more, you know, they need to stop with the both sides do it.
He was too tired to even finish the microphone fellatio. Because if you'll notice, he went vigorously. He went for a moment, then he was tired and just slapped it out of the way. Like
he would do.
Like he would do.
I said Saturday night that Martin Sheen asked me in honor of his Catholic faith to keep it a little cleaner Saturday night. I'm like, what? Donald Trump just acted like he was moving a microphone and giving it a hand. Uncle Martin.
What he was doing was he was giving it some help to become more erect.
Right.
And that way, the microphone was ready for his mouth.
Wow.
That's what he sounded like.
Yeah, as I said Saturday, I wouldn't. I'm with Arnold Palmer's. Okay, so listen.
He was getting ready for his yearly meeting with Vlad.
That's what I said. He was thinking back to his first date with Vlad.
Young love.
And then his, I'm gonna protect women whether they like it or not. And you said, Trump campaign worker sadly walks over to the Days Without Saying Something rapey sign and flips it back to zero.
It never goes past one. And usually that's just, you know, a charity one.
Did you?
I guess he kind of didn't say
that. People tell me I shouldn't say that, but then it just doubles down, right? I mean,
yeah.
Did you hear? I mean, the story, there's nothing you would put past him. The story came out, did you see over the weekend, that he wanted to give Biden's nickname retarded Joe Biden?
Yeah.
He said he's a retard, and his people are like, oh. And he's called Kamala Harris retarded behind closed doors. I mean, we've got 24 hours left.
And it's not even a good name. You know, that's the other thing.
Is right.
It's not
even there's no alliteration name. Or anything.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's a word for that name and that I'm not going to use and a word for the person that would actually come up with that. But it's ridiculous. And you know what? I just love that the garbage truck thing has gone completely wrong because unfortunately everybody is not constantly watching every second of election coverage. And a lot of Puerto Ricans think he was doing it to make fun of them.
Right. That was a great joke on SNL. The Kamala character says, I can do something my opponent can't, open a door. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah. Yeah.
But
listen to us. Listen, you know what's funny is listen to us. We should be here so, like, kicking back going, oh, man, it looks so good. Things are, you know, the possibilities. But we have such 2016 PTSD.
Thank you. No, you said that. I did. I printed that tweet of yours, too. Yeah. Thank you. You said feeling optimistic about Harris winning is nice, but I'm trying not to let myself get optimistic about an overwhelming Harris win, even if the signs are pointing that way. We've all got lingering 2016 PTSD. I've heard so many women say that, too, that were.
Yeah.
What did Adam Schiff say Saturday night? He's nauseously optimistic.
Yeah. Yes.
Because we're all just like, oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we went into election night 2016 and we're like, we got this first woman president. Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Go America.
Yeah.
And just watched it crumble away.
By the way, thank you for this. You said, considering what conservative men are saying about voting in their households, I'm thinking local social services should probably go check on how their wives are doing. I mean, the right wing freak out over women not telling their husband they voted for Kamala Harris has been, I mean, oh my God, right from Charlie Kirk to everybody whining, Jesse Waters. But it really is creepy in 2024 that, you know, this reinforcing that women should be terrified of their husbands.
And a lot of them probably should be. And that's the shame of it, you know. I worry, you know, with these things about secretly voting, that a lot of men are going to take their wives' ballots, mail-in ballots, and fill them in.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some states where a voter can go to the actual election office and say, trash that, I'll do a ballot early vote now or a provisional ballot now. They can do that privately. They can, but it's also, a kind of, you know, it's another kind of abuse and illegal. I mean, you could have your husband arrested for doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should you wish to have your husband arrested? I'm not saying.
Yeah. Ladies, I'm just saying, like January 6th, all the women that turned in the guys that.
Yeah.
Or husbands, boyfriends, people they met on dating app. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You also threaded, I want George W. Bush to stay the out of this election, that guy. Is it because Dick Cheney's already in, so we already have one more criminal, so we're all full? Is that?
Yeah, no, and you know, F. Dick Cheney, and F, you know, my opinion of Liz Cheney has always been that. And like, I get it. She's peeling off Republican voters. There's a lot of those. We talked about that last week, but that still doesn't make, you know, make it feel good.
Yeah.
Have we seen any research as to how many Republican voters she's actually peeling off?
Well, I mean, I know I've seen a lot of breakdowns of stuff. Hang on. Hold on.
I've heard 10 to 15%.
Talk amongst yourself. Yes, yes.
Okay.
That, you know,
all right.
Obviously, polling is like, who knows, right?
Exactly.
I heard Matthew Dowd yesterday, and I agree with him. He said, I think a lot of pollsters and pundits are going to have egg on their face. He said, I don't think this is going to be close at all, which is what
that's the Iowa poll.
Tristan Snell said MAGA's yapping about early turnout numbers are forgetting one big thing. Anywhere from 13 to 20% of those Republican registered voters are voting for Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
So
And the gender gap, and you know, with all of that happening, and the fact that in Iowa, it's and Kansas, it's older white women that are actually and older men and senior citizens who are finally going, oh right, that's right, we did believe in the Constitution.
Yeah,
so that's where the white women at.
That's where the white women at. Uh-huh. Yeah, David Hogg said, I said this last week, I'm going to say it again, she's going to win, and the reason is because we are massively underestimating female turnout for Harris and overestimating male turnout for Trump. Hate to say it, guys, but count on a woman if you want to get something done. I mean, a lot of these young male voters are the lowest propensity voters. They like to talk big, and then they don't do like most bullies, right?
Right. They're too drunk and, you know, from their MAGA parties the night before election, and it'll be one of those things where they wake up and forget to vote and think they can go vote on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I wonder how many.
And that's true, young Trump voters. You can vote on Wednesday. Okay.
I
was going to say, I think I said Saturday night. I think we're just ready to be done with this era. This one, a simulated lynching of Kamala Harris in a Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania annual Halloween parade. I mean, there was another one where the character was being dragged behind a car by chains. You know, I was saying Saturday night, are we done? Have we hit the height of the misogyny and the racism? Are we done with this dark era in our history? I hope.
Well, that's the thing is that's why I wrote the piece I wrote, because what's the next step if they win? And that is to enact all of this. And that is to make all of their violent dreams come true. And we need to do, that's one of the things your vote is doing. Your vote is stopping the country from going down that dark, dark path.
Yep.
And you know, whatever qualms I have about Harris, and you know I do,
yep.
Well, you can shut your pie hole about them right now.
Well, but I'm saying, there is nothing more important to this country than making sure that mm-hmm. Trump doesn't get into office. And there is only one way to do it, yeah. and that's to vote for Harris.
Yes. And, yeah. And I have not one. I have not one qualm. I have nothing but joy. And I'm going to. I'm on my way to Kamala, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, if she wins, I mean, let me say, when she wins, I'm going to be insufferable about a few things. So.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I look forward to that. In the meantime, you can take your qualms on behalf of America and shove them up your ass. Thanks so much for coming.
That was rude.
So wait. A butt
plug. He's a pundit.
A qualm-shaped butt plug. That's what you're telling me to make.
Yes.
Love you, Rude. I only threaten to shove things up people's.
I'll see you in the Kamala verse.
All right, see ya. Love you. Goodbye. 49 minutes after. I do it with love. And lube. 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show is brought to you by. Right in there. Did you see how quick I got that this morning?
Yep.
Oh, I got it. I need it. Thank you. Morning kick. Yeah. You've been hearing me talk about it over and over, strawberry lemonade flavor, but it's super popular. Did you know I did a 40-mile bike ride Saturday before Sexy Liberal?
You called me when you're on your bike ride.
I'm telling you. It's a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support your gut health, which I need right now, boost your energy, help you feel more youthful. 10 supplements in one in there. When it comes to health, it has been a game changer for me. I have it in my bike bottle, my hiking bottle every morning here on the show. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, go now to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
The left roars back. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In November, the American people will make a choice. We hope that they will make smart choices. There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. Why would a progressive choose anyone else? Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy choice. You bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That is credomobile.com. They're the OG sexy liberal company, credomobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The John and Gordy Show.
Todd or Billy is on the phone.
It's really important that people take just a few minutes and educate themselves about their ballot. We finally have competitive districts here in Wisconsin, and Republicans always sneak an amendment onto our ballot. So we got to vote up and down the ballot, not leave stuff blank, not leave our voice silent.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
You know a third of Americans have no religion. 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated. This election, 2024, not just another election. This one is poisonal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, everything, all at once.
All of it.
Oh, that was a movie. They're all on the line. Policies affecting just everything about how you live, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms. So get it. Join the movement. Won't you a Freedom From Religion Foundation dedicated to the rights of free thinkers protecting the constitutional principle of church and state? Separate, you, sit, stay, over there, church, you, sit, state, here. Right? It's like the gender divide proms. And what movie am I thinking of?
Well, it's like a junior high prom where the girls are still scared of the boys and vice versa.
Okay. Yeah. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get an issue of FFRS newspaper free thought today or text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement for the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply. Seth, our homo of hope, was there Saturday.
It was good to see you, Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Hello, homo. First, let me say, I am such a homo, I didn't notice the nipples. So,
thank you.
I'm sure it was fabulous.
Everybody told me about it.
It was such a great show. I've been to every LA show. This was like party music, angels dancing everywhere. It was just everybody was on their game, fabulous, and meeting all of those great step heads beforehand and chatting afterwards. It was so amazing. And I just want to thank you for this wonderful evening that you gave to everybody. And I just want to say regarding he's not winning. But if you notice in Project 2025, in the fine print at the end, it says from now on, all the Sunday shows will now be called Shoot the Press. And that's what they will do. But it is going to be such a great day tomorrow. And we're going to find out early. North Carolina, Georgia are coming in early. And we're going to all be dancing.
Yeah,
and it's going to be fabulous.
I think so. I am, as Adam Schiff said, I'm nauseously optimistic. Ooh. Amy Siskind, with some stuff we were just talking about, Chris, she said, enjoy your bro Gen Z boys who don't vote.
Yep.
Know who votes? Women. And we're taking the Trump trash out for good. She also said the GOP is at it again. They're poll dumping in these final days. Ignore the polls and get out and vote. Let's do this landslide style. And she said, you got to love to see all the bro pollsters blowing up over the number one most accurate pollster, Ann Seltzer's Iowa poll. Hopefully we are done with troll Nate Silver for good after Tuesday. Hear, hear. All right. Heather Thomas, come on. How cool is that?
I know, right?
She's an activist. Coming up on The Big Shoot.
Welcome.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Jelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hear full election coverage of this campaign Tuesday night on 92.7 WMDX. Join us as we cover everything from the pre-poll closing to post-poll closing, analysis, and results all night long until the final results are in. Coverage is being brought to you by Chad's Design Build, sustainable renovations and construction since 1992, online at chadsdesignbuild.com. Be here Tuesday night starting at 6.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.